Coming up on 5:45, 62 degrees here on the WIB Wake Up Show as we get rolling for a Friday. Time for the best 5 minutes of the day as a couple of brothers in the Lord on the radio together for usually 5 to 6 minutes. Good morning to Jason Cans.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm here, awake, and ready to go. I had a couple of pieces of French toast to go with my mocha this morning, so...
Perfect.
Certain bread, that's like, I don't know, it was like an English muffin bread kind of a thing. I'm like, this would make good French toast. So gave that a try this morning. I would tell you right away, I can't do breakfast tomorrow because I'm here from 7 to noon. So.
All right.
But it
good
is.
For you for putting in the extra hours.
Yeah. The Pastor Appreciation Day is Sunday. And so we're tackling it on the radio today on the front end and inviting our listeners to call the listener line at 715-396-1670. They can text, but boy, we'd love to hear them in their own voice, just briefly telling us why they appreciate their pastor or the pastoral team at their church. What do you got to say on that front this morning?
Well, certainly our friend Perry uh-huh. has one of the most beautiful hearts that I have ever seen. He is godly, humble, curious, and just grateful for him. And I've had some good ones over the years, and he is certainly among the best. Uh-huh. So I'm really glad to know him.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Perry Palnasik, Fellowship Church in Chippewa Falls. Again, people sometimes can overlook this small church that meets at Mycon Cinema Sunday mornings at 9. There's a wonderful interactive discussion, and I've been around at a lot of different churches visiting on behalf of Teamwork Africa or speaking, and this is a great adult Bible class discussion, if you will. 10 o'clock is the service. And yeah, I appreciate that humility and that servant heart. I mean, he's also heads up a nonprofit called Touch Twice United. And the Love Chippewa group of churches and pastors are teaming up with another one of these Touch Twice clinics coming up November 6th from 9 to 1 at the Senior Center in Chippewa. So you'll be hearing more about that. But you see Perry's name taking care of the vision and trying to secure the dental. That's the thing. I mean, he really a broken and tender heart in terms of the needs for people physically and spiritually is really beautiful. So,
for sure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I don't know. I tell you what, I know you got Letters to the Beloved coming up, but we never finished the devotions from your earlier book, Notes to the Upper Room. And I think, you know, we live in such a crazy time that maybe a devotional thought from, like, the Gospel of John would be helpful this morning.
Sure. Can you remind me where we were?
Yeah, I can. I can. I have that. I keep track of that. Lo and behold, I do.
Good.
And we are up to John 16:4-5. It sounds like a football play. John 16:4-5. Hut, hut, hike.
Should I read it like a football announcer? All right, so John 16:4-5. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you, but now I'm going to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, where are you going? So I wrote, I'm surprised that Peter didn't ask where Jesus was going. It seems like something he would do, but Jesus said none of them asked him the question. Perhaps they were still trying to process their altered expectations for the Passover meal. Jesus washed their feet, which was followed by the Judas debacle. And after that, Jesus telling them he would send a helper. That was a lot of information to process. Maybe they were afraid no one wanted to ask Jesus where he was going because they feared his answer. To be honest, sometimes I won't ask a question, even if I'm fairly certain of the answer, because I don't want to deal with the bad news, but avoidance leads to anxiety. It is far better for us to ask, where are you going? And hear him say, come and see. So for me, you know, I think I am definitely prone to the failing to ask questions because I don't want to know the answer. Yeah.
That kind of reminds me recently, I think there was... I talk about the special events of the day after the 6:30 weather and before the markets, and there was Stupid Question Day. And we've always heard it many, many times. There is no such thing as a stupid question. And so, but it is, yeah, there's a humility necessary to ask for help, to ask and admit we don't know something, right?
Yep. There was an episode of The Wonder Years many years ago.
Great show. And in fact, they're remaking it now for African-American community, family.
And there was this, and the narrator had said, you know, there's always that one student who answers the rhetorical question asked by the teacher and then answers it wrong. And I've always thought that, you know, when people say there's no such thing as a stupid question, that has always come to mind. So
I know it. Yeah. I know it. Asking for help, saying we don't know, that can be there. And just even to launch off of that, probably should. But there's so much and realizing for ourselves, you know, when we think we've got it all figured out, that's like the worst place, right? The Pharisees thought they had it all figured out, and the Son of God was right before them.
Yeah. Right. Absolutely.
So, all right.
Yep. Curiosity is important.
I will miss you for breakfast tomorrow, but we'll keep in touch and do this again on Monday, all right?
Sounds good. Talk to you.
Counting down towards the release of Letters to the Beloved, October 25th, on Jason's 49th birthday. So kind of exciting. Almost six-year project, and we'll be looking for that Volume 1 interview with him, the article. They had the great Leader Telegram piece as well. Pastor Appreciation Day officially is Sunday during this Clergy Appreciation Month, but hey, we're doing it today leading into the weekend and inviting your calls, inviting you to not be shy, pick up the phone and just give us 30 seconds or less of your appreciation for your pastor at 715-396-1670. Again, pastor or pastoral team, and let's see what people are saying.
Good morning, Mark. This is Lauren. I want to reach out to our pastors at Faith Free, Senior Pastor Matt Miklos, and Associate Pastor Matt Peters. We love you guys. Bye.
There you go. Thank you, Lauren. Bat and lead off. Appreciate that today. Faith Free Church in Stanley. There we go. We'll put them on the map this morning. Here's another one.
Yes, I am so thankful for our pastor in Stanley. We have a new church, which is Grace Community Bible Church, which we started about 8 months ago. And our pastor, Lloyd Arnold, who was retired, is pastoring our church now till we find a part-time pastor who will turn into a full-time pastor in a couple of years. We are so thankful for the sermons he does every week, and we are thankful for the pastoral duties that he's doing for such a nominal fee, and we are thankful for his wisdom in helping run the church. As you know, it is a lot of work to start a new church and to run a church without a full-time pastor, and so we are just so thankful in Stanley here at Grace Community Bible Church for Pastor Lloyd Arnold.
There we go. There's no question where the hotbed of revival is starting. It's Stanley. Our first two calls from Stanley, two different churches, and pastor or pastoral teams being acknowledged this morning on this Pastor Appreciation Friday. Way to play the lead, Stanley. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Hi, my name is Vicki Long-Henry, and I'm a newer member of the World Harvest Church in the Rice Lake, Wisconsin. Pastor Bob and Pastor Char Pittman are amazing. And they just make everybody feel welcome. You feel like you've been fed for the week when you go there on Sunday. And I just ask that God would continue to bless them and that church. Bye-bye.
Good morning. This is to appreciate Pastor Guy Redfield from Chautauqua, Wisconsin. He is the pastor for Chautauqua Lutheran Church and Dover Church. He does a fabulous job, keeps us all inspired through the next week, and does a really, really great job. Thank you, Pastor Guy.
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to Pastor Matt Miklos at the Faith Evangelical Free Church in Stanley and Youth Pastor Matt Peters. Boy, they do a crackerjack job, and we're so glad to have them. So that is Randy Vandeloo from Stanley. Just giving them a shout-out, and we're so appreciative of our pastors. Okay, thank you, WIB.
Thank you so much, Randy, again, as we are in Clergy or Pastoral Appreciation Month with Pastor Appreciation Sunday. This Sunday, we're opening it up today, Havo, and saying, let's hear some shout-outs for your pastors all throughout Western and Central Wisconsin at 715-396-1670. We would love to hear that in your own voice if you leave us a voicemail.
And, dude, your dad is a pastor.
He is, yeah, and I think he's home. I think, because, he was in Haiti, and he was supposed to get back late last night. There were mechanical issues with the plane in Haiti. Last I knew, he was in Miami trying to get to MSP. I do believe from a Facebook update that he did get to MSP in the wee hours of the morning, and so I haven't texted him yet, because if he is home, he needs to sleep, but... Again, pretty much my entire life, when I was 1 year old, we moved up here to Rice Lake. And so my dad has been the pastor of Rice Lake Baptist Church, now Providence Reformed Baptist Church in Rice Lake. So 33 years. And maybe that's something that I would give a shout out to my dad, because there's a lot of things that I can think of. But so many times it seems like in ministry, it's almost like professional sports, where you just bounce around to the next and the better opportunity again and again and again. And for my dad to be in the same position of ministry for well over three decades, it's not like there haven't been opportunities to leave. It's not like there's not something wrong with a pastor leaving if God calls them elsewhere. But to be faithful in the small things, in a small church, in a small congregation, to love those people well, to shepherd them well, through all the different changes that have gone on. I think that's one of the greatest things that I've seen Jesus in my dad in, is just that faithfulness. That sometimes it's wearying work. Sometimes it's exhausting. Sometimes it's frustrating. It can be very, very hard. But to be faithful day after day after day, in work that can often be laboring in obscurity when you're in a small church, in a small congregation, in a small town, but to say, this is where God has put me, and I will shepherd his flock with diligence and grace. And I've seen that exemplified in my dad for 33 years.
Yeah, it's really something. I mean, the father of nine, and he's a police chaplain, as well as the work he does in Haiti. I mean, even from the outside, I'm like, wow, way to go, Pastor Steve. The other churches we've had recognized that with cities, our own Big George at the Methodist Church in Cadott, the Lutheran Church in Chautauqua, Fellowship Church in Chippewa Falls, Pastor Perry Polnasek, Ladysmith, the First Church of Christ, also World Harvest, as well as First Lutheran in Rice Lake, Stanley E. Free twice, Pastor Matt Mitlos and the youth pastor Matt Peters, Grace Community Bible in Stanley is a new church, and Faith Baptist, I didn't get a city on that. So that's what we've heard from so far. That, Caleb, means there's a lot more churches and pastors to recognize in the next 100 minutes.
Hi, I'd like to call for Pastor's Appreciation. I'd like to recognize Pastor John Klepper of First Lutheran Church in Rice Lake. He accepted our call to him during the middle of a pandemic, 2020. We were masking, social distancing, having virtual education. We were live streaming. And he had to transition his own three children into a new school district, just besides having other obstacles. And like getting to know a new congregation. Anyway, just wanted to shout out to Pastor John Klepper of First Lutheran Church in Rice Lake.
Hi, this is Mike from La Crosse, and I want to give a shout out to my pastor, Matt Schroeder, at Horizon Christian Fellowship here in La Crosse. He teaches the word as it is from the Bible, and he's a great man of God, and I'm thankful for having him and the worship team in my church to help me grow throughout my life spiritually and become more like a man like God. All right. God bless. Have a nice day. Bye.
Good morning. I just want to give a shout out to Pastor Brian Chitwood and his wife, Barb, at the First Church of Christ in Ladysmith. What a wonderful team, what a wonderful leader they are in our church.
I'd like to give a shout-out to Paul Poppy, pastor of Faith Baptist in Chautauqua. I love how he just sticks to the Word. He just uses Scripture, and I also love how he will fight to keep our freedom. He really tries hard to not let the government overreach. And to make us aware of what's going on that way.
Yeah, I'd like to put out a shout out for Pastor Alan Classic, Rice Lake Assembly of God. He's not just my pastor, he's one of my best friends. And also, I'd like to give a shout out to a pastor that retired just a year or two ago, Pastor Virgil Amundson from Shell Lake Assembly of God. He's the one that got me going. He caught me drunk once, and he booted me right in the butt and said, "What are you doing?" God bless them both. Thank you, guys.
This is Luke from Ladysmith. We want to send a shout out to Pastor Micah Mitten of One Hope for Sheldon. I just want to say thank you for your hard work and dedication to the Lord and to our community and to our church. So thank you. God bless. Thanks.
Hey, I'd like to give a shout out to Pastor Ted Yu Shin from the Ladysmith Faith United Methodist Church. Pastor T came to us about three, four months ago, and he has brought incredible inspiration and enthusiasm to our congregation, and he encourages us to show our love and joy for God in everything we do. Thanks, WWID.
Hi, this is Bob Sunderland. I'd like to give a shout-out to my pastors, Travis Albright, Nate Alwin, and Evan Petros at Valley Brook Church. I just love them all for knowing and sharing the life-changing love of God.
Hi, this is Chris, and I just wanted to recognize Pastor Aaron Sturgis at Central Lutheran. He personifies Jesus, including others and serving others. Thank you. Bye.
Hi, I would like to thank David and Marley Forkey for being my pastor and youth group leader from Peace Church. And I'm Caleb. Bye.
Hello, my name is Lynn, and I attend the Seventh-day Adventist Church in Altoona. I would like to shout out thanks to Kevin Keymichael, who is our pastor there. He was key in leading me to a loving God.
Good morning. I want to give a shout out to my pastors at Maranatha Evangelical Free Church in Rice Lake. Pastors Cody Carcass, Tony Nord, Eric Hill, and Aaron Brown. These are men of God who are faithful and caring and hold fast to biblical teaching. I love and appreciate them. Thank you.
752, 63 degrees here on the WIB Wake Up Show. It's time to get you caught up on everything you might have missed in the past week. News, sports, politics, pop culture. It's just too much. We know you're busy, so we aggregate all of that information for you. We bring it to you in condensed form because we, friends, respect your time. It's called Headlines. Here we go.
Well, Caleb, last week was both National and International Coffee Day, and a new study found that coffee, Java, can help lower the odds of developing memory problems.
No wonder Starbucks is so expensive. They're charging prescription prices.
There you go, like medical, right?
The most expensive home in the U.S. will soon be for sale. The L.A. property includes a 50-car garage, 20 bedrooms, its own nightclub, and a bowling alley.
In fact, when you ask the UPS guy to take the package to the back door, he has to call his wife to say he'll be working late.
No kidding.
Hey, Facebook says a configuration change caused that major service outage this week.
I bet the guy who did it got let configuration change in his employment.
Uh-huh.
According to the latest figures, there are now more than 500,000 people aged 100 or older around the world.
Uh-huh. Most of them say that they don't know the secret to reaching 100, but if you want to reach 101, they all recommend that you avoid trying to blow out 100 birthday candles.
Seems wise.
Fire risk. A 6-year-old Michigan kid found a mastodon tooth.
Only 2 months into the new school year, he's already been named his school show and tell winner for the year.
Yeah, hard to beat that.
Well, sales for the iPhone 13 are going well.
Yeah, it's the one that finally gives us time travel.
I've been waiting for that.
Worth waiting. And finally this morning, a few people think Bigfoot is actually living in an old Kentucky coal mine.
Which in 2021 is probably the safest place to be.
Uh-huh.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Well, it's that time of the week. It's time for the best of the week that Havel put together. And Havel, again, a busy week, different week. We had Partner Pledge Day smack dab in the middle of it. And, of course, Susan a little under the weather. But, yeah, it all came together as you put this together every single Friday for us.
More and more, the idea that fits in my head is sweet and salty. You know, you want something that's humorous, but we had some emotional moments as well. Let's give it a listen. You know, if we wanted to boldly send billionaires where no billionaire had been, couldn't we have just sent them to the tax office?
Yes.
Was that your weakest one? That was awesome.
Calvo for president.
I had a 7:50 bedtime last night, so I am doing some self-care. And just,
I like it.
Everything works better. Like, if I want time for a quiet time, with an early morning job, I need to get to bed so I can get up and have a little room there. And it's just
right.
And it all affects, you know, it's just, it's like a game of dominoes.
It is, because then you hear from the Lord and then you bless us and you're kind to me and patient. I love it. It's all about me. Thanks for going to bed early so you can be nice to me.
And the listeners now are going to think, oh, so sometimes Mark isn't kind to her. Yeah.
You're always nice. Karen, always kind.
George, again, if folks don't realize, your show on Sunday nights is one of the programs that's supported by WIB Incorporated. Those tax-deductible gifts help sponsor that program. And we hear from so many people what a blessing it is to have that music, revival music, that shows the gospel in a little bit different fashion than some of our normal songs and stories. And so it's so vital to have that on the air.
Well, thanks, guys.
Yeah, I spoke to the seniors at Bethesda recently. Loretta and the gang over there said they really enjoy gospel from the countryside, and you and Rod on Sunday night. So thanks a lot.
Well, that's a blessing.
All right.
It makes my day.
Very good.
Hi, this is Elizabeth, and I just wanted to call this morning and pledge the 103.7 for Pledge Month. I don't know if very often you can call a radio station a friend, but sorry, I'm going to get choked up. That's what WWIB has become for me. It has been such a huge part of my faith journey since way back. I just think of all the times being known as Elizabeth the Prayer Warrior when the monikers were used, sharing my very difficult testimony on Front Page with Mark, calling up Mabel Louise when I just felt like I needed some wonderful wisdom and discernment and advice, even though I had never met her. And she took the time and talked with me and gave me exactly what I needed to hear. Thinking back to my grandson shooting hoops at the radio station, just so many miles that I put on my car with work, and the radio station has been just such a faith uplifter.
So a pirate goes to the doctor and says, I have moles on my back. Arrgh. The doctor says, it's okay, they're benign. Pirate says, count again, I think there be 10.
We have the please and thank you song from the Singing Walrus, so let's give it a try. WWIB, what about our pets? Are they gifted, right?
Yeah, I mean, everyone likes thinking that their child is gifted, and of course they are. They are uniquely creative and talented. Is your dog gifted, though?
We've actually played hide-and-seek on numerous occasions with Athena, where basically you run somewhere, and then you say, go, and then she and this is a two-story house.
Yeah.
With a basement. I mean, and she's chasing
she finds
around. Yes!
And
when you go talk about me like that?
He listens.
Sorry, Arlo, we love you.
According to a recent study, 64% of people are bad at math. But I'm really glad I belong to the other 75%.
We have less than a minute to go here, Halvo, as we were trying to get over 50 partner pledges before the top of the hour. Mm. And this is a fun one. This is a fun one that just came in. Cricket Country showing up. Michelle from Fall Creek. Let's go through this. We'll splash it one by one as saying, hey, join us in the WIB pool party. She gave in honor of every single one of her grandkids.
That's right.
It's 15 partner pledges. 15.
I know it. It's amazing. It's so generous. And we've got every name. So you ready?
All right, let's go.
We start with Jalen and Camden and Peyton and Addison and Bryn. And Owen, and Keegan, and Eliane. How about Colton, and Aubrey, and Evie, and Jameson, Ava, Maya, and Graham.
Wow.
15 Krieger grandkids. Thank you so much, Michelle. We
oh,
really
goodness.
Appreciate it.
Michelle, thank you so much for blessing us. And what a great week it was. And thank you, Havel, for putting it together. The best of the week.
Wow. What a week it was.
You never know what it's going to be.